To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
New numbers around how badly the cost of living crisis is biting us. The latest ASB projections are that prices could rise or could add as much as $150 a week to your budget. That's almost $8,000 a year. ASB senior economist Mark Smith is with us on this. Mark, morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of what the Fed's just done and what's happening generally around the world and that print in Britain overnight? I mean, does anyone know what's going on at all?
Well, unfortunately, the future is highly uncertain, but I think central banks now are realising that inflation has remained high for too long and they need to get it down. And that's what the Fed has signalled today as well.
But the problem with that is only going a quarter point. You can't, a quarter point's not a half point, is it?
No, that's correct. But rates have already risen a long way in a long amount of time. So, rates are already quite restrictive levels.
So bring it back home to what we're talking about now, cost of living crisis. That $150 a week is $8,000 a year. That's net. You've got to earn an extra $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 gross to do that. Who's doing that and how they do it?
Up to last year, a lot of households were actually doing pretty well. I mean, income growth was keeping pace with the cost of living, which was a real positive. Unfortunately now, as you just mentioned before, the labour market, it looks like it's past its peak. So income growth is likely to slow this year.
And that's where the crunch comes.
Exactly. That's where the crunch comes. In terms of looking at the cost of living, a whole bunch of things are really still going up. Unfortunately, the cyclones will impact food prices. You've got things like transport costs will come up with the subsidies being cut. And you've also got things like much higher debt servicing costs for a lot of households. And that's really going to feel the pinch this year.
Have you got two different sorts of households in this country, therefore two different sorts of economies? In other words, this much talked about you coming off your fixed rate onto a new fixed rate. If you don't have a mortgage, is your experience completely different from those who do?
Yes, somewhat different. Probably slightly more than a third of households have a mortgage, so they'll certainly be feeling the pinch. Those have just taken on large mortgages in particular will be feeling the pain. Other households, though, that don't have a mortgage, they're in a completely different position to some extent.
Yeah.
So they'll be doing better.
How much variability do people have? Put the mortgage aside for a moment, but how much variability do they have in the economy at the moment if they want to work hard at saving money, or is just everything more expensive?
The thing is, everything now is more expensive, so there are fewer places to hide. So what households, the choices they have is to try and get more income or to look at cutting back on what they do purchase on. Now, really, the first sort of cab off the rank will be discretionary spending, but then people will have to cut back on the essentials as well.
What are you feeling at the moment, Q1? So we got that number the other day from Q4 last year. Do you think Q1's a lot different from Q4?
Very hard to say. Still highly uncertain. We've penciled in a negative quarter, so recession pretty much on the cards. If not, the start of the year, certainly the second half of the year when those debt servicing hikes come through as well.
And that's why I asked, because I think we're in recession right now. So say it is negative Q1, and if that's the case, then Q2, Q3 isn't getting any better. So it's a whole year's worth of recession, isn't it?
We could well be. Yeah, there could be quite a lot of volatility this year. So the message to households is really to brace for volatility and to really look at your costs very carefully.
Good stuff, Mark. Appreciate it very much. Mark Smith, who's the ASB senior economist with us this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.